Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, pressure is mounting on drivers who repeatedly apply for learner permit renewals to sit their full licence test. There's more than 38,000 drivers still on a learning permit after 11 years, and the Junior Transport Minister Sean Canney has signalled that once the goal of an average 10-week waiting time for a test is achieved, he's going to ban the rollover of learner permits. Well, Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, and Ralph has this story today and he's on the line. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Claire.
That's extraordinary, isn't it, that there are 38,000 people who are still on a learning permit after 11 years. But the law currently allows that to happen, doesn't it?
It does. And I think what's even more astonishing, Claire, is that a significant number of those motorists have never sat a driving test. Mm-hmm. Is that what they do is they're allowed to renew their learner permit once they apply for a driving test, but they never actually go to sit the test. So there's about 300,000 people in Ireland drive on a learner permit. The overwhelming majority of those are on the fast track or the track to get a full driving license. But as it stands, there's about 11,000 motorists on learner permits after more than 20 years. And there's 27,000 roughly on learner permits between 11 and 20 years. And why that's a matter of concern is the fact that the recent statistics have shown that since 2019, there's been a 500% increase in the number of learner drivers involved in fatal collisions. And in 2023 alone, there were 15 learner drivers involved in fatal collisions. And the concern is that, you know, from being the showpiece of road safety in Europe about 20 years ago, I mean, Ireland had achieved remarkable results in terms of driving down road deaths, driving down the number of serious collisions on our roads. We've seen fatalities begin to creep up, and there's concern that action needs to be taken now to tackle that. Mm-hmm.
And why hasn't action been taken? Because we know that road safety campaigners have long been calling for this to change, for the rules around learning permits and the rollovers, for them to be tightened up.
Yeah, that's a very good question, Claire. I mean, road safety groups like Park, led by Susan Gray, I mean, they've been campaigning for over a decade for this issue to be tackled. And what has happened is that waiting lists for driving tests were very, very long. At some point, they were even around 30 to 35 weeks in some test centres. In fairness, great work has been done over recent years by successive governments, by the Road Safety Authority. There have been new driving test instructors appointed. There's been measures taken to open new test centres. There's been measures taken to provide extra resources for the centres that are there. So the aim is that once the average national waiting time for a driving test is down to 10 weeks, this rollover will be tackled with learner permits. And the only way you'll be able to get a learner permit, not only do you have to apply for your driving test, but you must actually sit the test as well. Mm-hmm. So at the moment, we're on the verge of it. Road Safety Authority figures from about a week ago have shown that we're at about 13 and a half weeks nationally. Park have looked at fresher figures and they believe that we've now dipped below an average of 12 weeks. So we're very much within sight of the 10-week mark, and it could be achieved as early as September.
Yeah, but if we hit that 10-week wait time, we'll then have a surge of applications for driving tests, won't we? Because if the threat is followed through that this is tackled, all of those people who are on the rolling permits will have to sit a test.
Yeah, very much so, Claire, but it'll be offset by the fact that there's about 8,000 people apply for tests but never actually sit the tests. So they're clogging up the systems as well, in that you've driving test instructors there and you've a significant number of no-shows at every test centre nationally. So you'll eliminate those at a stroke on the basis that, you know, if you must sit a test to get your new learner permit, you're going to sit the test. Also added to the fact that there's further recruitment of driving test instructors in train, so that there will be extra capacity and extra resources across the major driving test mm-hmm. centres.
Well, Ralph, stay with us because Kevin Horgan is joining us now, Managing Director of the National Driving School. Kevin, good morning to you.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Are you pleased to see now, Kevin, that there might be a change coming when it comes to the rolling permit?
I am indeed. And I think that to dive further into the stats there that Ralph has come up with the 28,000, is the age profile of them, right? So there's about 4,500 people over the age of 60 on learner permits, right? And there's a 1,500 over the age of 70. And indeed, there's over 200 over the age of 80. So their insurance would be coming in at around 300 or 400 euro. They have no incentive to change or to even apply for a test. That's the that's one angle side of it, right? The next side of it would be the people who just don't want to sit a test after 11 years, 12 years, 20 years, because, again, they're not getting caught, or, you know, they're driving a long time. And even the people that we'd get coming in for the driving test, they are, you know, they're driving a long time, and they'd say, sure, look, nothing has ever happened, and I'm safe enough driver, and what would I need to do a test for, you know?
Mm-hmm. But are they not paying a fortune for their insurance?
They're not, because it's automatically renewed, and it might be 300 euro, because they're there 20 years and they've never even had to produce a license on a renewal for the insurance. Mm. Now, maybe that's changed now with the new law coming in, but it's handy for existing learner permit holders not to do a test.
Yeah, so if you are going to do a test, you're going to have to fork out for your lessons as well. What's the compulsory number of lessons, Kevin, that you have to take?
Well, you don't have to do, it's not compulsory to take any lessons if you're going to go for a driving test. That's initially on your learner permit, your EDT lessons, the 12. That's when you get your license in the beginning. But if any of these license holders who have got the license 11 or more years, there's no obligation on them to take any lessons whatsoever.
Really?
Now, you know, we have a license exchange agreement. If there's no license exchange agreement, the likes of Brazil and Ireland, and you've got a full license from that country, you do have to come in and do six mandatory lessons reduced. Okay, mm-hmm. I'd like to see that come in for these holders of the 38,000. That, you know, if they're going to be not allowed to renew, that they do a reduced six lessons, six classes, and then sit the test. You know.
Yeah, but I suppose if you are planning on taking your test and you're driving on a learner permit for years, you're going to have to learn how to pass that test. And the only way you're going to do that is by sitting down in a car with someone like you for 12 or more sessions, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, no, not really, because as I said, so let's suppose that somebody is driving 14 years, right? And they come in and they say, I've got my test in 2 days' time. I have a look at the driving, absolutely no chance they can pass because the driving is so bad. Mm. And you tell them that, but they still don't listen. They say, sure, I'll try it anyway.
Right.
And they go ahead, fail miserably, and then back into the system again, you know? Sometimes it's financial that they can't afford, but generally people are leaving it very, very late now to try and get upskilled for the driving test.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that people who are driving around on the learner permit, they believe in some cases they're well able to pass the test without a lesson.
Yeah, some of them are. Some of them will spend the money now. Some of them will do 3 or 4 hours, and because they don't want to revisit this again, and they don't want to get caught driving unaccompanied and so on. So, but it's the older generation that are kind of more accustomed to wanting to fix the problem with their license, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely welcome anyway. I definitely think that it's something that should be done.
But what about the people who'll say to you, well, I'm driving for 20 years on my rolling learner permit. Kevin, I've never had an accident. I'm as safe as houses.
Yeah.
Are they right? Are they safe on the roads?
Well, you see, the biggest factors of collisions and fatalities is 16 to 25-year-olds. So if they're in their 40s or 50s, they're probably talking sense. They are kind of, wouldn't say safer, but they're more established on the roads. They've got a lot more road sense than road craft, right? So their argument is that they're driving. But driving to pass the test is totally different than driving how we drive every day. And that's the problem. They've got 20 years of habits, and that's what would take them the time to break through that and do things the right way to pass the test. So a lot of them wouldn't be a high percentage of them wouldn't be ready for a test if they were to sit in the morning without training.
Yeah, and Ralph, a listener here says that their son applied for his driving test in September of 2024, so nearly a year ago, and is still waiting for a date for his test. When you're looking at this, are you still hearing about an 11-month delay in some cases?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have, Claire. And the problem is a number of different things, primarily geography. Depending on where you live, there are some test centres that have a very, very fast turnaround. For instance, Sligo, Roscommon, the average wait time there is between 6 and 9 weeks, so it's very fast. In the bigger cities, it can be more problematic. If you're looking at Dublin or Cork, it's 15 weeks. Again, that's based on someone being willing to take a test on any day of the week and at any time. The more particular your requirements, the longer the waiting list is going to be.
Mm-hmm. And another one here, my daughter applied for a test last February and hasn't been called yet. 10 weeks is a joke. What's your insight into that, Kevin, into waiting times? Are they getting shorter? Is that your experience?
Well, my own son, believe it or not, applied last June as well, and he still hasn't got an invitation yet. So that would be 14 months as well.
June of last year? Yeah.
So he's due to probably get notification because I rang the RSA, and probably September is when he'll be invited, right? So again, he's in Tala based for the test. It's a busy test centre. They're probably, the wait times haven't come down there quite yet. But then there's candidates who are applying for different test centres around the country, like Loughrea or somewhere, getting the cancellation, changing back to the Tala address and getting a quicker test that way, you know. But yeah, I mean, I do see that on the ground the test is being rolled out and the waiting time's coming down. It probably just hasn't fed in and hit all areas quite yet.
Yeah, it's not uniform. And what will happen then if there is a change in the law and all of the thousands of people who have the learning permits apply for full licences and they all have to sit tests? Will that, I mean, Ralph says it probably won't have a huge impact in terms of delays. What do you think?
No, I don't think it will either. I think that they've got capacity now, which they didn't have before. I mean, 2 years, I was interviewed after COVID and I told them it would be 2 or 3 years before this writes itself. So the test is on the ground now, are there. I think that will feed into the 10 weeks will happen. And then I do believe that they will crack down on the, and it won't impact on waiting times at all, I think, because now they've got proper capacity where we didn't before. Mm-hmm. So it's a really good time for the government and the RSA that they are implementing and making changes because it was badly needed.
Well, Kevin, good luck to your son with his test when it comes up.
Thanks very much,
Claire. Listen, if he doesn't pass, you really do have a problem, right?
Well, I'm under pressure now, all right?
I say you are. Thanks so much. Kevin Horgan
thanks,
there from the National Driving School, and Ralph Regal as well, Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent. Coming up, the true toll of cocaine addiction. Brian O'Connell meets a man who is spending €600 a day on the drug. Plus, we'll have all the latest from Washington as President Zelensky of Ukraine enters that Oval Office once again.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.